Welcome to this episode of Wildcast. I'm your host, Matt Blymire. On this episode of the Fall Sports Preview Edition, we talk to Kyle Hawk, the head coach of the women's volleyball program. Kyle, thanks for joining us on the Fall Preview Edition Season 2 Wildcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
So we're gonna talk about last year a bit before we springboard on to 2025. Last year's your first year. There was a lot. The cupboard was bare. There was a lot for you to do in year one. You saw success in small wins. While some people might not think a 3-win season is great, when you dig deep into those box scores, you see several 25, 23 sets. You see some going 4 or 5. Last year was about small wins for you. Did you feel that was successful and helped you get your feet underneath you as you come into year 2 as a head coach?
Yeah, I think when we were setting goals kind of at the beginning of last season, that was one of them. I wasn't too worried about winning every game, right? Of course, we'd like to. That's a lot more fun. But, I was shooting for, let's just not get blown out all the time, right? Like, let's play close games. And sometimes the ball bounces in your favor and you can win those close sets and stuff.
Okay, heading into your second year, kind of starting from scratch, no returners, 10 freshmen, 2 additional new players that weren't on the team previously. So now you have a fresh start. What's the feeling going into this season with so many first-year players?
Yeah, I think I'm really excited about it. All of the girls are excited and glad to be here. Starting fresh, I think, will probably be a good thing for us. I enjoyed everybody that was on the team last year, but we can kind of start fresh and make the culture how we want it and kind of change that from what it was in the past. And you know, they're all really talented. Everybody that came in this year has been playing in high school and club and stuff like that. So I think talent-wise, we should be in pretty good shape. We just kind of got to get over being young and figure out who we are.
Yeah, you're in an interesting and I think a good position in that. Sometimes when new coaches come in, it takes sometimes between 2 and 3 years to cycle a past culture out and really start fresh for what you want the program to be. You don't have to wait that long. You get the opportunity to do that right away. So what's day one, week one look like for you with this completely fresh start, blank canvas? It's your program. You're setting the tone. You're setting the culture.
Yeah, we came in kind of move-in day and had a meeting, kind of went over what I think the culture should be and some kind of things that are, it's got to be how we want it to be as coaches. But we talked to them a little about we want their input on what they want the culture to be. It's their program, right? I'm here to lead it, but, we want it to be something they're proud of. And so that was kind of day one. And then moving kind of into the preseason and stuff, we just got a lot of practice in. And we'll meet in a few weeks and kind of now that they've all got to know each other and everybody's not quite as nervous and more willing to talk when we have meetings and sit down and kind of iron out our culture a little bit more.
In the first couple of days of practice, several people jump out at you right now where they're going to fill positions and you kind of see them making an immediate impact, knowing for anybody listening that you may not be able to name everybody on the team, but, kind of quickly some people that just kind of jumped out to you where you're like, okay, this is going to be a player.
Yeah, last year we kind of threw somebody in as a setter. It was a position we just weren't able to fill in a little bit of time I had to recruit. So we have 2 this year, Aaron and Ellen. I'm not 100% sure if we'll run a 5-1 or a 6-2 yet, but I think both of them will be able to step into that role. And it's kind of a pretty big upgrade for us from last year. We brought in, a whole new team, but on the pin, I think we're definitely will be stronger than last year. Lily, she's got a pretty heavy arm and manages the ball really well. On the defensive side, we brought in a handful of DSs and some 6 rotation pins. I think, Nashley and Caitlin, Haley, they can all kind of step in the back row. And, it's a pretty big upgrade there, too, from where we were in the past.
In other sports, you'll have a quarterback, catcher, maybe a forward midfielder in soccer where it's like that's the position you have to fill, how that position goes, kind of the season goes. Is setter that position in volleyball?
Yeah, I guess we kind of have two, too. You know, our setter's the one, I guess, using your example, she's kind of like our quarterback. She's running
the ball the most.
Yeah, the ball the most, runs our offense and stuff for us. And then on the defensive side, you kind of have the libero. So she's kind of in charge of the back row back there. And she's, you know, we want her touching the ball as often as we can when we're on defense.
So when you start this season, when you were scheduling for 2025, I'm sure you had an idea in mind that you were going to be young. How do you plan a schedule with that in mind? You know, starting with non-con and then kind of, there's not much you can do about the conference schedule, but starting with your non-conference, what was that thought process like?
Yeah, for non-conference, I tried to schedule some games that could go either way. That should just be a pretty good game for us. But they're not really important matches, so I, you know, scheduled some that are going to be tougher and kind of push us and, you know, make us work hard and kind of see what we can get out of them, you know, during those, so that we're ready for conference play once it starts.
When you're in a non-conference with some of these tougher teams, do you have the same mindset initially to start the season that you did all of last year, where it's small wins, and then let's get, maybe do you shift your goals once conference starts depending on what you see in those first couple weeks?
Yeah, when we kind of start out the season, it'll be same thing. We'll have some goals set for specific positions or individual players and stuff. You know, we're not too concerned about winning those. We're using those to, you know, help us get better and you know, learn a little before we start conference play. So, you know, as we move into conference play, kind of shift gears and, you know, we'll focus a little bit more on, you know, winning and what we can do to get us in a good position to do that.
Not only do you have a new team, there's a new facility. What were your and your team's impression of the new gym? What it is now, we still have some bleachers to install, but other than that, it's finished and it looks completely different than I'm sure what it did when they were here on the recruiting visits.
Yeah, I think everybody on the team, except maybe one person, had seen it in person in the past. Everybody at least had it, seen it on like a FaceTime or something like that. So they were all kind of shocked. I don't think they believed me when I said it was basically going to be a brand new gym. The walls were going to be the same as before, but they were all shocked. They loved it. They kind of thought that full court logo and stuff really looked good. They're excited to get in there and keep practicing.
How excited are you to have your volleyball court in the center of the court as opposed to a little bit off-centered how it's been the last, I don't know, 80 years probably?
It would definitely be nice to have it in the center looks-wise. I'm kind of quiet, so now our bench will be further from where the court is, I'll have to go force myself to get a little louder, but it definitely looks a whole lot better in the center than kind of sitting off to that one side.
Yeah, and your court, when looking at just kind of design of the court, you know, it's very basic. It's a two-color court, essentially. It's shades of black, except for your lines. They are blue, and that was done intentionally because we don't want too much color in the court because we're going to have blue and gray bleachers and the blue outside. So I think like your lines really, it being centered, it kind of pops a little bit. What were your first takes on like when you walked in, you're like, okay, we're in the center, but this is pretty interesting.
Yeah, the blue lines I think really look great. It makes it way easier when we're trying to tell if balls are in and out than kind of having the same similar, you know, shades blending in with the court a little bit. But they definitely stand out. And I think it's, I don't know, probably the just enough color to stand out and look really nice.
Yeah, no excuses now for line judges to miss a ball.
Yeah, they gotta be right on it.
It's right there. Season starts August 29th to the 30th. Red Dragon Invitational up at SUNY Oneida. Where are you at now? We're a few weeks out from that. And how much growth do you expect and do you want to see prior to that?
Yeah, we kind of use those practices during preseason to teach everybody how we want to play volleyball here. You know, every coach does stuff a little different. So we want to make sure we're all on the same page and kind of lay down a solid foundation for the rest of the season. Now that classes have started and we're practicing, you know, about 2 hours a day, we kind of get more focused on the team and stuff like that rather than individuals. You know, we still work with them and get them to make changes. But we start, you know, working on team defense and making sure our tempo and stuff's right when we're setting. So, you know, focused on kind of the small but really important things first couple practices, and moving forward, you know, we'll start pushing them a little bit harder and hoping they've made those changes so we can start teaching them some new things that maybe they didn't do in club or high school, whether it's running a faster offense or kind of the different defense that we might run that some of them haven't.
A home opener September 5th. It's a Friday, 5 p.m. Against Alfred State. It will be the first official competition in the brand new gym. Have you personally thought about that, where it's going to be the first official one? And if this is your first time thinking about it, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Just first practice in it, I guess, is all I'd thought about to this point. But yeah, I think it should be pretty exciting, right? A lot of the girls said their parents are coming to that first game. I think we always end up with a lot of kids from construction management there in their hard hats and their high-vis vest and stuff. So I think everybody will probably be shocked that the gym is different, and hopefully gets them excited and they get kind of loud and support us a little bit.
Looking at the United East preseason coaches poll, it was Gallaudet 1, I believe Bible was 2. How do you forecast the conference schedule once you get to that later on in September, October, and what are your expectations once we get into conference play?
Yeah, I think playing the unbalanced schedule that we have always makes it a little tricky to kind of know in advance who's going to end up where. We also, I think maybe about half the schools got new volleyball coaches for this season, so that'll be different too. They're going to be trying to learn how to play like those coaches want and stuff. So I think it'll definitely be an interesting year. I feel like there's some teams that maybe weren't as good in the past. They're making changes at that school, and they have the ability to move up in the rankings compared to where they were last year.
All right, great. For those listening overall, anybody can follow volleyball at pctwildcats.com. If you can't make any of the home matches, they will be streamed live for free at pctwildcats.com/live. And also, if you want a little bit more volleyball specific, volleyball is active on Instagram at PCTWVolleyball. So give that a follow on and watch the 2025 Penn College Wildcats as they start fresh and look to make some noise. Coach Hawk, thank you for joining us today, and good luck this season.
Thanks for having me.